We were talking yesterday on the programme with Councillor Fionnán Fitzgerald of Fianna Fáil, who was voicing his opposition and calling on Kerry TDs to vote no to an amendment to the Animal Welfare Bill, which is coming before the Dáil in the next number of days. The deputy behind the amendment is Ruth Coppinger, Deputy Ruth Coppinger of People for Profit Solidarity, and she's with me on the line. She's the TD for Dublin West. Deputy Coppinger, good morning to you, and thanks very much for talking to me on the programme about this morning. Before we get into the whys and why nots of all of this, when is the vote coming up, and what is your anticipation of the chances of success from your point of view of getting this through?
Okay, good morning, and thanks for having me on. The bill is next Wednesday, December 17th, at second stage, and there will be a vote that evening. It will be debated in the morning and voted on. And I think all of the polls have shown consistently, including one just done again last week, that the vast majority of people all around the country, all demographics, regions, are opposed to fox hunting by a huge majority. And yet we have a situation where the three big parties at the moment seem to be going to impose a whip, ironically the whip coming from fox hunting, the metaphor there. And they're going to maintain the practice unless we put the pressure on for a free vote. Just to say that this is about drawn-out torture of a fox and being torn limb from limb. We are not talking about culling or shooting or any other thing. It's about fox hunting, an archaic practice that has no place in civilised society any longer. It's been banned in Britain for over 20 years. It was a colonial introduction, and now they've banned it, and yet it's still being maintained here. So when your councillor says, calling on Kerry TDs, I don't understand how this has any place in rural life at all. If there's a problem with foxes on a farm, which is grossly, grossly exaggerated, well, then it should be dealt with another way. A fox hunt wouldn't have any appropriate or effective way to deal with that.
There should be just general culling if there is a problem of overpopulation, rather than the process of chasing foxes on horseback.
Exactly. You know, I mean, there's no farmer who sees a fox with his sheep and goes, oh, I must go out on a hunt. These are organised hunt groups. They charge money. They're making money from tourism as well, it would seem, from the UK, where it's been banned. And they're marauding through people's property. They're trespassing often and causing a lot of damage. And with regard to livestock, lots of farmers have contacted my office thanking me for putting the bill and saying that they've caused huge stress for their animals. We had a situation last week where a woman and her profoundly disabled sister were terrorised by a gang of hounds that came into their garden a couple of weeks ago, and the two women could not abide the shrill cries of the fox being killed. They were traumatised by it and tried to turn the music up in their house. I mean, this is the type of thing going on in rural areas as well.
You say that's why it has to come to an end. Okay, just some of the people who were against this. The Countryside Alliance released a statement around the time that you first put this through, when it went to second stage, saying this bill is detached from the realities of rural Ireland. Fox hunting is not a sport of the elite. It's a time-tested means of managing wildlife vital to protection of livestock and the rural economy. The government's intention to oppose this bill is both welcome and necessary. They argue it plays a significant role in managing Ireland's population of red foxes, which pose a well-documented threat to lambs, poultry and ground-nesting birds. With limited non-lethal alternatives and no natural predators to curb their numbers, fox hunting remains, in the eyes of many in the countryside, an essential form of land management. And they also say, and Fionnán Fitzgerald said yesterday, that it's highly regulated and they don't go onto land without permission, and that the fox hunts that happen here would get agreement from landowners. What's your response to all of those arguments?
Look, anyone listening to the programme, and I know loads of people in Kerry who are farmers, knows that if there was a problem with your livestock, you don't go on a hunt to deal with it. The first thing to say is Chagask mentioned no threat by foxes to sheep farmers. Most people have their ewes and sheds for lambing. The threat is very small. It's probably more from dogs and obviously natural death. Mountain sheep farmers might be at a bigger risk, but there's quite a small amount of them, and there should certainly be grants for sheds in those cases. But look, we all know that good farming and good husbandry keeps foxes at bay. We've all seen the photographs of foxes in fields with sheep posing no threat whatsoever. It's usually not a live lamb that they will kill. And there is predators for foxes, like we have the return, thankfully, of the eagles in Ireland. They would be predators. But foxes keep down rodents. They keep down rabbits as well. So they perform a very important function in our ecosystem. And most farmers know that. And any farmer who defends a fox being chased by horses or hounds or both for over an hour to exhaustion and then being dug out, this is barbaric. Why are we allowing such cruelty to animals?
And that's why you want to change. Okay, Deputy Cop, just stay with me just for one more minute if you could. I want one or two more things about the vote itself. We'll get to that after we take these.
Kerry Today.
You're on the line with Deputy Ruth Coppinger of People for Profit Solidarity about her bill coming before the Dáil next Wednesday and a vote that would effectively, if it was to be passed, ban fox hunting in this country. And Deputy Coppinger, I was going to ask you this question anyway. Your bill, the amendment to the Act, would make fox hunting illegal and unlawful activity, but it would also ban trail hunting and the snaring and trapping of foxes. A listener says, if it's about foxes, why does the bill propose to ban trail hunting, which is following a late artificial scent? And what does the deputy expect will happen to thousands of hounds as a result of all mounted clubs being banned? How can you protect one animal but not the other? What's your response to that element of it?
Okay, well, the reason we put trail hunting in, I want to distinguish trail hunting from drag hunting.
Yeah.
It doesn't cover drag hunting. So trail hunting was left in the UK, and apparently that has become a major loophole for fox hunting to continue. So we were urged to put that in as well. But for example, drag hunting, which is the same process, the horses go out, etc. No issue with that. And it is an alternative to, killing the animal at a slow death. So the reason we put in snares and traps is because also that can be used as a way of having illegal fox hunting. And the reason we put that in, one of the arguments Sinn Féin has been making to people who've gotten onto them is that this will go underground, right? Well, it can't really go underground. First of all, how can fox hunting, such a big, process, go underground? It's not like a dog fight or a cock fight or something like that. So that was the reason we put in those. But this essentially is about fox hunting.
Okay, another listener gets in touch and just wants to talk to you about your general review. Before I get to that, though, and very briefly, I know the argument you're making on cruelty, you feel it's cruel. What do you say to that central point being put back by opponents to this bill, that this is about, a lack of understanding of rural Ireland? Here's an urban-based deputy who is trying to change a pastime that's been there for a very long time. There's economic benefits, there's saddlers, there's the maintenance of the horses, the maintenance of the hounds. It's been done for generations. And you want to change all that overnight, that it shows a lack of understanding from an urban TD about what happens in rural Ireland or the realities of the lives of rural people. What's your response to that central point?
Well, just to say, we do actually have foxes in urban areas. We do actually have greyhounds. We do actually have horses. I don't think anybody has a divine right because they live in a rural area. But can I just say, the recent poll that was done by Ireland Thinks, in Connacht, Ulster, 73% were opposed to fox hunting. It was 76% in Dublin. There is actually very little difference in the responses, urban or rural. So across all demographics, there was huge opposition to fox hunting. In the poll, 2% of people said that they had some participation in a fox hunt. It's a tiny elite, and it isn't a widespread and it isn't popular, and I do not understand why the three big parties are maintaining it. I've spoken confidentially to Fianna Fáil TDs, for example, who tell me that at least 16 or 17 of their TDs would like to vote for my bill. Barry Ward from Fine Gael has sent an email saying he would like a free vote. And I know that Sinn Féin are being whipped into line by a couple of TDs who seem to hold a lot of sway in Sinn Féin. So,
but they're under a whip system, so they'll be voting the other way. Okay, and what do you say? And a farmer gets in touch, look...
A week to change that.
A week to go, yeah. Would Deputy Coppinger like to hear a mother sheep screeching and looking for her lamb that was killed by the fox? Now, you're saying you think that the numbers of lambs actually taken are relatively small. Is that your response to that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what Chagosk says as well. And apparently lambs and sheep, 5% are killed by predators, a minority of which would be foxes. So dogs and other predators. And so it isn't a key issue. Most of sheep deaths are in other ways.
Okay. What's next, asked one listener finally. Are you in favour, would you like to ban horse racing, they're asking. Is this just the start of a process from your point of view? Or have you a problem with that?
Well, this has been made out to be ending rural life. Absolutely not. The biggest threat to rural life right now is actually a lot of economic decisions that are being made. You know, taking away post offices, taking away facilities, rampant emigration due to the housing crisis. I'm all for maintaining rural life. I obviously want to outlaw any practices that are cruel to animals and unnecessary. Yeah. But particularly blood sports like coursing, fox hunting. So I'm not in favour of ending. I have issues about some aspects of horse racing. You know, I think particularly fences, etc. And we know that a lot of horses are just dispensed with, whipped or whatever. But I'm not proposing a ban on horse racing, no.
Yeah.
And this has been exaggerated to just put people off voting for the bill.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's a week left to try and get the system changed or try and get the parties to change their mind. We'll see what happens. But thanks very much for giving us your view on Kerry Today this morning.
Thanks,
Deputy Ruth Coppinger there, Dublin West TD for People for Profits.